News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Another inflation report out this morning, this one focusing on prices at the wholesale level. The producer price index up 0.2% from February to March, although prices rose 2.1% from a year earlier. Election integrity will take center stage this week as House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump hold a joint news conference at Mar-a-Lago.
The two have long had amicable relations. Johnson, supportive of Trump's effort to challenge certification of the 2020 election, and has endorsed his bid for re-election. The joint appearance also comes at a time when Johnson can benefit from a strong show of support from the former president. He's been facing the threat of being ousted as speaker, an effort being led by fellow Trump supporter, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Bob Agner reporting.
After recently cementing another six-year term in office, Russian President Vladimir Putin is stepping up a crackdown on dissent.
Russian authorities have put more Kremlin critics on a wanted list as its crackdown against dissent reaches unprecedented levels. Independent Russian news outlet Media Zona reported on Tuesday that it found women's rights activist Daria Serenko and prominent journalist and author Mikhail Tsigar in the Interior Ministry's database of individuals wanted on criminal charges. They both long left Russia. Hundreds of opposition activists, independent journalists and government critics now face criminal charges over protests and remarks condemning the war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's a lot of cleanup to be done across the New Orleans metro area following powerful storms. Elsewhere, one person was killed in Mississippi. And now, forecasters say that parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia could be in for some rough weather today. Wall Street Dow futures 15 points higher. The NASDAQ futures up 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses. They sell a better tomorrow. Liquidation sales well underway at 99 cents only stores here in Southern Nevada. With all the stores posting closing signs, they promise discounts of up to 30% off certain items. Now, the well-known deep discount retailers have at least 15 stores in Las Vegas, 4 in Henderson, 3 in North Las Vegas, 1 in Boulder City. Now, depending on the store location, those shelves range from mostly full to nearly empty, with the employees saying they're not sure about an exact closing date, but they're guessing it'll happen sometime in June. It was recently announced that all 371 stores across the country would be closing, with the shutdown being blamed on inflation, increasing losses, and the lingering after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company filed for bankruptcy protection this past weekend. Las Vegas hit its first 80-degree day of 2024. It happened yesterday. Last year, the first 80, it happened on April 9th, with 90 degrees coming our way on the 10th. The norm for hitting the 80-degree mark is March 14th, with the earliest being February 1st of 2003, the latest being April 23rd, 1941. Weekend temperatures are expected to still be in the 70s, with the cool weather staying with us through early next week. Enjoy it. Las Vegas Strip's newest resort, adding summer movies poolside, Fountain Blue Las Vegas, hosting Oasis Cinema Club. It's a new poolside movie series, now beginning Sunday, May 5th, running through Sunday, September 1st. That would be Labor Day weekend. Hotel guests and Las Vegas locals can enjoy movies that include classic comedies, blockbusters, as well as family favorites on an outdoor big screen at the resort's 6-acre pool deck. Cost $5 for the locals, free for the guests. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not looking too bad to start this Thursday morning commute. As far as freeway accidents go, all clear right now. Although on the Southern Beltway, traveling west on 215 approaching Decatur, watch for a stalled vehicle there along the way. 215 westbound again near Decatur. On the surface streets, an A-side injury accident on Nellis northbound near Bonanza. Also on the west side, Decatur between Sahara and Desert Inn. Watch for a wreck there, too. Less wind, warmer temperatures today. We'll get into the mid-80s this afternoon with light breezes. 57 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather together on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, April 11th. Good to have you with us. It's off the front pages of the nation's newspapers. You don't see it much on cable news anymore, but there is a painstaking effort to clean up and eventually rebuild Baltimore's Key Bridge. Where are we in that process? And how can we do this without breaking the bank? Let's check in with David Ditch. He's a senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation, focusing on federal spending and fiscal policy, and he joins us. David, bring us up to speed on where we are in this process.
My gosh, I mean, unfortunately, the process hasn't moved forward that much. So the first step, obviously, is clearing all of the remains of the bridge out, as you mentioned, which is, for most bridges across the country, obviously you want to get rebuilt quickly, but there's particular urgency to get to clear this particular passageway because it's right next to the Port of Baltimore, which is one of the main shipping hubs, frankly, for the entire country, and especially for the automotive industry, for cars going in, but also for for American-made cars going to other countries. The sooner we can get the harbor cleared, the sooner the ship traffic can resume. But then, equally importantly, getting the bridge back up is going to be very important, not so much for those of you in Las Vegas, but for those of us out here on the East Coast, there's a lot of cars that go across that bridge. What's concerning to me is the time frame for getting the bridge rebuilt is going to be many times longer than it took to get the bridge built in the first place.
Let me ask you, what is the economic impact of what you were just talking about? I mean, are we talking about tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars? What is the economic impact as you see it?
As I see it, it depends on how long these things take. And as I say, it seems like everything to do with projects being operated by governments, especially by the federal government, with, you know, almost with each passing year, it seems to go up by an order of magnitude. These things take so much longer with lots of, you know, environmental reviews, lots of new red tape, especially stuff that's being added by the Biden administration. Regardless of that, the value of the, you know, the combination of the harbor, the port of Baltimore, and then the bridge itself, it's several billion dollars a year. So with each day, that means you're talking about, you know, tens of millions of dollars in lost value every single day that this thing drags out.
I want to ask you, because the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge came as such a shock to all of us. The government, the Biden administration, has promised to foot the entire bill for rebuilding. Is that a realistic promise they can make?
I mean, considering what they've spent money on otherwise, it's absolutely realistic to imagine that they would want the federal government to pay the full freight for this thing. And honestly, this is the part that does concern those of you around Las Vegas, because if the federal government is paying for it, everyone from coast to coast to border and border is paying for it, regardless of how much it directly affects you. And it really staggers the imagination for me. And here again, you know, this happened last year. It's off of the headlines for now, but Congress has yet to act, and I expect that they will do something about this bridge. The question is what that will be. But just, you know, this week we've had fresh numbers on inflation that they're, as the media always say, oh, it's higher than expected. Well, to me, I expect high inflation as long as the federal government is dumping money on anything and everything as quickly as possible, regardless of how they're paying for it.
Let me ask you, a lot of people immediately said, why is the government going to foot the entire bill? Isn't there insurance? Isn't there some responsibility on the part of the owners of the barge? At what point do we say, well, it shouldn't be the entire federal government that pays for this thing, that there ought to be shared responsibility? What do you think?
The primary responsibility should absolutely fall on the company, or the companies involved, you know, between the shipping company, the owner that has the ship, you know, whoever was responsible for this particular, you know, voyage. It's not Baltimore's fault. It's not the federal government's fault that a big ship ran into the bridge. It's the people who own the ship. It's their fault. The problem is that there are multiple companies involved. There's going to be multiple insurance policies involved. There's going to need to be a court case to figure out who has what responsibility. And there's no telling how long it's going to take for that case to, you know, wind its way through the courts. And in the meantime, we have to fix the bridge. We need to clear the waterway. So at the end of the day, it's possible that the federal government won't end up, you know, paying for the bridge in a long-term sense. In the short-term sense, though, the money has to go out the door. The project has to get started. And to a certain extent, you know, I'm a guy who wants our government to be, you know, lean and mean, to spend as little as possible unless it's absolutely necessary. I can see the case for wanting to rebuild the bridge, but there are a lot of ways we can do it without adding to the national debt. And right now, the reason why that's important is when we're issuing new debt, we're having to pay higher and higher interest rates on the debt. And that means, you know, we could be facing very serious financing costs if we just write a blank check for rebuilding the bridge.
Let me just ask you, I mean, this is a divided government that we have right now. Can you talk a little bit about what we have seen so far from Congress in the aftermath of the bridge collapse as to how to fund this?
So far, and this is the thing that I think is also going to be really interesting to see play out, because while I'm sure the Democratic-controlled Senate would, again, just write a blank check, doesn't matter what the cost is, doesn't matter if there are better ways to pay for it, they're going to do whatever it takes. And again, also especially because Maryland is a very blue state. Baltimore is a very blue city. So to them, it's their constituency. For the Republican-led House, I think they're going to be a little more thoughtful about this. And what I'm really looking at is a couple of years ago, we passed a big infrastructure package covering roads, bridges, waterways, you name it. And there are big pots of money that haven't been spent. And there are ways for Congress to either spend, whether there are outstanding funds I'm not aware of, or they can just pull forward funding that's set to go out the door in less than 6 months for fiscal year 2025. They can easily reroute, a couple billion dollars from that pot of money, especially, money that the state of Maryland would be anticipating, get the bridge money in place, and then, as I say, down the road, when the insurance settlement comes down, then the money can come back to make the federal government whole again. My hope is that the House Republicans won't just write the administration a blank check, that they will take the funds from somewhere else.
Again, David Ditch joining us, senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation. Is there any evidence at all that Congress and the Biden administration are willing to help with the reconstruction efforts by cutting the burdensome red tape that you alluded to earlier? Is there any evidence that there's any political will to do that?
On the one hand, President Biden gets out in front of everyone and says he's going to move heaven and earth to get this bridge built as quickly as possible. And then he starts talking about different types of red tape that make these things more expensive and make them take longer to construct. I absolutely do not expect that the Biden administration will give any special waivers to get this thing done quickly and to get it done more affordably. But here again, I think there's a real opportunity for the Republicans in the House to say, hey, if this really is a priority, how about we get the federal government out of the way of getting the job done? There's all kinds of red tape in terms of labor regulations, in terms of sourcing of materials. And then even the Biden administration has gone out of its way to add things to do with environmental reviews in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion mandates on the contractors. You can do as much as I'd like to see a lot of these rules be done away with entirely. You can even say, okay, this is a special case of project of national importance. We can just give it a special waiver. There's no sign that the Biden administration wants to do it. I think the House Republicans need to require it to get their sign off.
Look in your crystal ball, David. Tell me when we start reopening that bridge.
Again, it didn't take that long to build the bridge in the first place, but I would expect it's going to be a couple years before it's rebuilt. I expect it's going to be built bigger. They'll probably do it sturdier. There's some types of protective barriers that you can put around a bridge that would make it less likely that a bridge or that a boat slowly bumping into it would bring the whole thing down. And again, with all the red tape, it could easily stretch out into 3, 4, 5 years.
And do you think there will be the political will on Capitol Hill to do this without breaking the bank, without increasing our national debt?
There are some times where I've been a little disappointed with House Republicans in terms of how much they've, the give and take, what they've actually gotten for all the taking. I do think that because this is going to require an additional spending bill or attaching it to a new piece of legislation, and again, because it isn't a nominally sort of red part of the country, I think they have more leverage here than they do in a lot of other cases, and I think it is reasonable to expect them to make the Biden administration, to make the Senate Democrats make some concessions.
I love reading your stuff, David. I got to tell you, I always learn something from it. If people want to know more about what you're writing about, whether it be the Key Bridge in Baltimore or some other federal issues, where can they go? How can they find you?
Sure. So the Heritage Foundation website is heritage.org, and my name is David Ditch, D-I-T-C-H. You can also follow me on Twitter at David A. Ditch.
David, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, take care.
There you go. David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation, the senior policy analyst focusing on spending and fiscal policy in the Biden administration. Stay with us. More to do as we continue a busy, busy morning. We're going to get to it all. Melissa Clement will join us coming up top of the hour. The president of Nevada Right to Life. We're talking about abortion again. It's happening. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Sales are great. Great chance to save money on something you need. But there's something better, a closeout. Why? Because with a closeout, we have to clear out the current models to make room for the new ones. And if it's got to go, it's got to be low. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And right now, we've got, you guessed it, a closeout. Save 50% on select Tempur-Adapt Collection mattresses. 50% on maybe the best mattress on earth. Plus, you've got easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care. Care right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quintz to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quintz for Congress.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday and last night, a big day for the Trump campaign. It's amazing. They had a couple of fundraisers down in Atlanta, Georgia, and they raised millions and millions of dollars. I thought it was fascinating. I don't know if you saw this on Fox yesterday, but Eric Trump was on Fox reacting to the attacks on his dad. It is just incredible what keeps happening to this family and to Donald J. Trump in particular. Let's go to cut one. This is Eric Trump yesterday on Fox.
I'm a son who has watched my father go through to hell literally for the last 8 years. I've seen them pull him off of ballots in places like Maine and Colorado. I've seen them make up phony dossiers about my father. I've seen them try and impeach him twice. I've seen the Biden administration literally sick every single DA and every single AG in the country against my father to try and take out his wealth, to try and put him in jail. This is a man who's literally, this is an administration who's let close to 15 million illegals into this country, has flown 320,000 illegal immigrants into the United States to try and mess with the U.S. Census, which we all know is a game that they're playing right now. They've let wars break out all over the globe. And he's saying that Donald Trump is the threat to U.S. democracy. I mean, Brian, we've lost our standing in the world. We have zero respect anymore from anyone. We're not being looked at as the true superpower anymore. We're losing our U.S. currency right now. We're losing everything under Biden. We lost Afghanistan in the most embarrassing fashion ever. Our military is not as prepared as it was. I mean, look at the litany of things that are happening in this country right now. And Donald Trump, who had none of these problems, is the threat to democracy. It's a joke.
I actually think in his interview with Univision, that seemed to be a setup question, obviously. And the comment he made to Sean Hannity, he said, will you be a dictator? He said, yeah, one day, I'm going to seal the border, and then I'm going to go back. And now they use that and say on day one he's going to be a dictator, including the President of the United States. So fundraising is going to be a big objective. And over the weekend, you guys set a record with $50 million brought in at Mar-a-Lago. A big fundraiser is in Atlanta, again. So the minimum, I think, is $800,000+. Yeah. But yet the Biden administration has outraised you 2-1. Can your wife and your dad close the gap?
Yeah, well, not anymore. I mean, in the last 4 weeks since my father, since my wife obviously took over the RNC, they've raised $130 million. My father has two fundraisers today that are unbelievable. They'll raise $15 million today. They've never seen fundraising numbers like this in the history of the Republican Party. And it's because people believe in Donald Trump. They've seen the absolute train wreck that is Joe Biden. They know what's happening to this country. The Biden narrative is no longer working. You know, the mainstream media, they can no longer kind of sugarcoat how bad and how disastrous he's been for this entire nation. And people are coming out in record numbers to support him. I mean, my father did unbelievable things. We had the best economy we've ever had. We had the best military. We had peace on earth. We had no wars. We had peace in the Middle East. I mean, we had the biggest tax cuts in history. We did so many great things. And you look at it, in a three-year period of time, our country has gone to hell.
Isn't that the truth? More from the Trump family coming up later in this hour. Donald J. Trump spoke with the media on the tarmac in Atlanta en route to those fundraisers in Georgia that occurred last night. And again, Eric saying that he expects that they're going to raise $15 million. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program Live and Local on Thursday, April 11th. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
The Vegas Golden Knights are picking an inopportune time to play bad hockey. VGK dropped its third straight game, losing to the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 last night in Canada. Coupled with St. Louis's win, the Knights are now